Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we look towards the future, how our children and grandchildren are prepared for the working world is vital. Philadelphia University's provost, Randy Swearer, explains.
Innovation may well be the buzzword of the decade. It's been touted as a critical component in the effort to get our economy growing again. As President Obama said in his State of the Union address, we need to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world. How do we achieve this? Colleges and universities could play a large role in educating a generation of true innovators, but it will take wholesale changes in the current structure of higher education to do so. Traditionally, higher education has been a realm of academic silos, with programs and majors that often beget specialists with narrow visions. Yet our world is confronting problems of unprecedented scale and complexity that don't correspond neatly to what students learn in isolated majors. To foster innovation, we must stress interdisciplinary learning and collaboration on our campuses. And to accomplish this, we have much to learn from the way designers approach and solve problems. Designers are trained to be problem solvers, engaging in a collaborative and interactive process that identifies complex problems and creates innovative solutions. Designers first define a challenge through investigation, research, and fieldwork. Brainstorming is critical, a stew of voices, ideas, expertise, and intuition that provides the intellectual and creative churn that leads to breakthroughs. Promising solutions are then tested to see what works, what doesn't, and what can be implemented. Starbucks and Nike have used this process to come up with innovative products and services. Design thinking has also been used to solve problems as diverse as redesigning city governments and improving literacy. To succeed in today's complex world, graduates need knowledge and skills that foster a culture of creativity, collaboration, and innovation that will drive solutions to 21st century challenges. They need, in fact, to think like designers.
That was Philadelphia University's Randy Swearer. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us.